This is the Lake Highlands podcast for October 3rd, 2012. I'm Carrie Mitchell, an editor at Advocate Magazine, and with me today is Carol Toller, regular podcaster. Good to have you, Carol.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Carrie.
And we also have some special guests with us today. We have a couple of the founders of Let's Back North Lake with us. Andrea Hogley, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Amy Timmerman. Good to have you.
Thanks. We're excited to be here.
Good. And I know there's one of you is not here. That's
Erin Harrison.
Okay. And there's three of you all together. I want to say, I pulled this from your Facebook page, so tell me if this is inaccurate, but Let's Back North Lake, the mission is to support North Lake Elementary by increasing community awareness, implementing educational programs, encouraging parent participation, increasing neighborhood attendance, and fundraising. Did I get all that?
Right. You got it.
All right, good. So I can kind of make a couple of assumptions based on all of this. One is I'm assuming you're both mothers. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your kids, how old they are, grades, that kind of thing.
Okay, I have a 4.5-year-old little girl named Rose, and I have a 2.5-year-old son named Dean, and they're both at North Park Presbyterian. And we live on a estate that moved back up to North Lake, so we're really excited about this movement.
Okay, great. And how about you, Amy?
I have an almost 4-year-old Halloween baby. She goes to White Rock North School, Cali, and she will be starting at North Lake in 2014, and she knows when we drive down church that that's her school.
Great, and that's the other question I was going to ask you is I'm assuming, based on this, that you both live within North Lake's boundaries.
Yes.
And Erin does too?
Yes.
Okay, all right, good. So when how long have you lived in your homes? In North Lake?
About 4.5 years.
Okay.
We'll be 8 years at Thanksgiving.
Okay. And when you moved in, did you know much about the school?
We didn't, honestly. We were, you know, young, and we had just gotten, we got married after we moved in, but we just knew that RISD had great schools, and mm-hmm. It was a beautiful neighborhood, and we just loved the people that we met. So, no, and honestly, we weren't paying much attention, except for that it was RISD.
Yeah, a little far in advance.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. How about you, Amy?
Well, being in real estate, I did know, but I also knew that at that time there were openings at other schools and a lot of the kids had transferred and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So we moved in just assuming we'd be like the rest of our street and go somewhere else.
So that was your plan for, that's what I was going to ask, your plan for elementary was we'll just transfer like everybody else does.
It was our plan when we moved in, okay. Definitely. Plans have changed.
Plans have changed. And you, Andrea, as you kind of had kids and figured out the situation, what were your thoughts as you kind of prepared for this?
Well, we were torn. I never thought that I was the mom to make the difference and start a change, but that was kind of what Eric and I both really wanted, and he kept pushing me. And then, we had talked about, obviously, transferring. We talked about a million great private schools mm-hmm. within 2 seconds. But then, you know, all it took is me seeing Amy's Facebook page and being like, sign me up. And little did I know, she hadn't signed anybody else up. So here I am.
So you just got to join.
And that was perfect because the heart was there and the intention was there. I just needed a tiny bitty shove.
Good. So great. So the school itself, I can honestly say I'm not that familiar with it. But obviously it's a school that parents are hesitant to send their kids to. Can you tell me what about it a little bit? What are maybe some of the problems or perceived problems or what's going on?
I truly think that, the school itself is incredible.
Okay.
And a lot of the people that are trying for transfers have never even toured the school, have never seen, it's an incredible, gorgeous school, newly updated. It's a wonderful school. And the staff there is incredible. I'll tell you, once I walked in and went on that first tour, I thought to myself, well, why wouldn't I send my child here?
What's the fuss about?
Yeah, and so I think it's just become kind of the norm that people, it's what their neighbor does, and so they feel like that's what they're going to do. I think people are, followers before they're willing to step out and say, well, let's try it. And there have been people that have tried it throughout the years and haven't felt like there's enough support for the kids that live in the immediate neighborhood. Things like even there's not a crosswalk from Royal Highlands to this school. And so how welcome do you feel when there's no crosswalk from your neighborhood to the school? But those are all things that I think are easy changes. So,
Well, and Amy, I think that's, you're so right about the small things, because then there's no crosswalk, so then kids aren't walking to school, so then people that drive by in the back seat of a realtor's car don't see children walking to school. Mm-hmm. So sometimes there are perception issues. I know when I was first looking at sending my kids to Forest Meadow, mm-hmm. and there were a bunch of us who were, you know, firstborn children, am I going to send my child to Forest Meadow? And I remember a bunch of us sitting at, I don't remember if it was Starbucks or where, but we're sitting there talking about, we can't send our child to Forest Meadow. There's a police car all the time up there. And we thought that meant that the school was full of crime. Well, what it meant was RISD hires a policeman to be up there all the time to keep there from being in crime. Mm-hmm. It didn't mean there was a policeman responding to crime. It meant there was a proactive movement to keep the children safe. And once I got into the school, I realized that was the softest teddy bear policeman that was up there all the time, hugging on the kids, loving on the kids. They all knew him. They all brought to him, you know, their issues, their problems, and, you know, hints that I think there's something going on you ought to look at. The point being, sometimes it's a perception issue. If you are only on the outside, you have no idea what's going on the inside of that school building. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's a lot of times in situations like these, there's just so history of, I mean, if nobody's gone there for years, yes. At some point people stopped sending their kids there, I'm guessing.
Yes, and I'll tell you, the current way the school is, with the kids who attend, there's not a ton of parental involvement there. And so all of us, I think, we're just ingrained, anyone with kids in school is ingrained to think and to know that parental involvement can be crucial mm-hmm. to a child's education. But it's a catch-22, because if there's not parents that have the ability to be mm-hmm. involved, maybe like Andrea being a stay-at-home mom, I mean, her dedication is to her kids and being involved and that sort of thing. So if there's not the ability for the kids that are there to have that, and then we, from the homeowners, don't mm-hmm. send our kids there, and some of us do, which I don't, I'm a working mom, but some of us do have the ability to send or to be involved, then you're never, I mean, it has to be a marriage of both, both of the
worlds. First I have to interrupt, because I know Amy well, and there's a relationship here that I know too much, and Amy is the biggest volunteer I've ever met. She's involved in more organizations than I can even click off, but the one event that I've worked with her side by side, I'm exhausted being around her, because she's the hardest worker in the room. She takes on the biggest job, usually the chairmanship or the presidency or whatever, and she takes it when no one else will take it. And then once she does it once, she says, okay, I need to do it again, because now I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I want to do an even better job the next year. And so I can't imagine you being in any school where you aren't the biggest volunteer in the building. But I do think there has to be a critical mass, numerically, percentage-wise, whatever, in a school. And I've been in public schools where that percentage was shifting, that critical mass mm-hmm. was dwindling, and it makes a big difference. I don't know what the percentage is of homeowner kids or active parents or involved, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what that percentage is, but on a sliding scale, there's a number that's too small of involved parents. And at Northlake, at some point in time, that went from enough involved parents to not enough involved parents. I don't know what year that was. I don't know if it was in the 70s, the 80s, whatever, whenever it was. That number went from enough involved parents to too little. Mm-hmm. And what I hear y'all saying from what I've read is y'all are trying to get it back to a point where there are enough homeowner parents who are sending their kids there to where it's over that line mm-hmm. and it's now to enough involved yeah. parents.
And it becomes a positive for all of the kids that are currently at the school, no matter what type of household they're coming from. And the homeowner, I mean, for everybody, it becomes a positive and a positive change in those kids' lives and the other parents be able to know that they can send their kids to school and go to two jobs maybe, and there's parents who care that are at the school volunteering. So.
Well, and just as children of strong character can be models for other children.
Mm-hmm.
Involved parents can be models for parents who have not done that before, or maybe weren't raised in a household where parents were involved in the school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes a village.
Is there any kind of parent participation or active PTA right now?
There is.
Okay.
Yes. Jackie Williams is a PTA president, and she has been awesome, and she, you know, does everything she possibly can for the school, and her heart's in it for certain. And there's two other moms. I know one of them doesn't have her kids at the school anymore, but she had a few kids through Northlake, and Vicki and then Dixie. Is another. So, and there might be more than that. Those are just the ones that we've been around.
You've met with those moms and kind of talked to them.
We have.
Great.
They're pretty awesome.
Have there been response to all of this?
I think they're really excited to just have other people who care.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to them to really it's been getting to know each other and getting to trust each other for them to realize that we really do. We care about their kids as much as any other kid. So,
well, and I want to make sure that we're not drawing a line too between the moms that stay at home and the moms that work, because there's a lot of families that just because they can't be up there all the time doesn't mean they don't care about their children's education. I'm very blessed. I get to stay home. It's a decision my husband and I made. And that my job is my children and the children that they are associated with. So let me help in the school, and you get to be an example to my daughter, to where my daughter can say, I want to play dress up and be Amy Timmerman today, and I'm going to sell houses. You know, I mean, they're already doing school, pretending to be at Northlake yesterday is what my kids were doing. And so, you know, there's a role for everybody. And it's not putting parents who work versus those that don't mm-hmm. against each other. We're all in this together, and
yes.
we all serve a purpose in educating and setting examples for our children.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I know one of your goals is to increase neighborhood attendance. I'm assuming we're talking about homeowner attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, do you have any idea how many families are either transferring out or maybe going to private schools? Is there any kind of ballpark number
we did get some numbers from the district. There have been around, I think, 60-ish in the past 2 years that have transferred out.
Kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there have also been kids that have transferred into the school. So, it's a number that every year I think gets fewer and fewer transferring out for two reasons, because Northlake has been recognized as far as test scores and that sort of thing. But also there's not room in some of the other schools that they're trying to transfer into.
It's tightening up with the transfers. Sure.
And, of course, it's hard to know who never jumps into the public school system because they're going to one of the other schools.
Well, and a lot of people will have one child in a public school and one child in a private school as well. So even if you drive by and look at the yard signs, you can't tell who's got how many kids and how many are different places.
Mm-hmm. And I was one of those. I had one in public and some in private, and then all that. So there are lots of Lake Highlands families doing that.
Well, and I can tell you that even in our small outreach that we've done with our Facebook page and with our website, we have a list of 27 families who are interested.
Okay.
And that is without going door to door and making sure that we've touched everyone, because a lot of people aren't on Facebook and a lot of people don't play on their computers all the time. And so as much as we're trying to get out and spread the word, we still haven't made our huge community push. Be on the lookout for me and a bunch of other moms crazily walking the neighborhood, making sure everybody's got a flyer and knowing what's happening. So I feel like that number is going to grow. We definitely have momentum, and there are families that are interested and have been waiting, just like me, for somebody else to say, hey, we're doing this. We're going to go to Northlake. Why have we not, why aren't we doing it? Let's go play at the school.
Have you had people say, that sounds great, I'll let y'all try it for a year and see how it goes? Have you had any kind of, resistance that you've had to overcome?
I think people have been very trusting I can honestly say, of just us three moms, between Erin, Andrea, and I, that we probably spend 3 to 5 hours a day working on this. And so I think these moms are realizing, or parents and families are realizing, that they can trust us in this, that we really are. We're working with RISD. We're working with Glenna Howe, the principal, and the PTA president. We're working to make this work right away.
We've all joined the PTA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't tell you how much time and how many phone calls and how many conversations. You know, I went to the Lake Highlands Estates Neighborhood Association. They had a national night out last night, and I talked to a bunch of people. You know, like, I must have just missed Amy. We crashed it, but it's her neighborhood. But, you know, I just spent my time between watching my kids play in the bounce houses and do pony rides. I talked, let's back North Lake, and talked to another three families that were interested and had heard about us, but it's another connection face-to-face that you make. And no, I we haven't met much resistance. I think people are excited about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that our generation, we live in Lake Highlands for a diverse urban environment for our children. You know, we don't live in the Park Cities for a reason. We're over here, we want to make sure our children are exposed to everything. We're all going to be together in middle school. We're all going to be together in high school. I mean, this is what we want. But we want it to be a little bit more evenly spread out compared to what it is right now. And we also want it to be, you know, all the programs that all the schools have for everybody.
Right. And there is something, you mentioned critical mass earlier. You know, there is kind of something to the whole critical mass kind of idea. It's hard to be the only one. I mean, if you, for example, Amy, had decided, I'm going to send my kid there, nobody else would. I mean, that would be kind of tough. I mean, you may be tough enough to handle that. I don't know if I would, personally.
I mean, not that a four-year-old can possibly be, you know, but Callie is the kid that she is friends with everybody. I mean, she truly, I don't think she sees any difference. And I mean, not that a kid could possibly be a hippie, but my dad was kind of a California hippie. And so it's been in me that it's just, you know, everyone's the same, and it's not about what you look like. It's not about where you come from. It's about here and now. And I mean, at school, it's elementary school. I mean, it's complete innocence and incredible education at Northlake and all of RISD elementary schools. And so, I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know that we would have any qualms one way or the other, but I know that there's a lot of parents out there that do feel like they need to have some other friends, that neighborhood friends that they can carpool with, or they can run down to their friend's house down the street and also walk to school with that friend and things like that. And we get that. I mean, we totally get that, which is one of the reasons we really are pushing for this, for the whole community.
You know, there was a comment on one of the blog posts that said, I think the person's name was Roy, that said, people want to be around people who look and act like them, not so much color, but dress, language, behavior, values. I thought that was interesting. I never looked at it that way, but yeah, I believe that's true. It's not so much that you're looking for, I don't think it's about skin color. I think it's about people that you can relate to, and that other children that your children can relate to. And it's a, especially when you start thinking about older children, other people that are kids who are going to be going to college and who have a kind of a similar outlook that your kid has. And I do think when you're looking for a place to send your kid to school, you're looking for other kids and other parents who kind of just have a similar outlook that you do. And it's a good point.
Yeah, I think there's kids at the school and families that, I mean, obviously going through RISD system, that, I mean, it doesn't matter where you're coming from, you're still getting incredible quality education. And I mean, who's to say values are different or anything like that? I mean, I don't think our movement, what we're trying to do, truly, I mean, it has nothing to do with people's backgrounds. It has everything to do with just increasing, making this school the community school. RISD vocally says that they support the neighborhood school concept. Well, when half of their neighborhood, their attendance area, doesn't send their kids, then there's an issue and it needs to be addressed. And I mean, there's only so much we can do as moms, but I think we can make a huge difference in this and make Northlake become the neighborhood school and the community school that RISD hopes for it to be, and Glenda Howell hopes for it, and we do. But
and I was also going to add, you know, I'm just kind of picturing, having just finished 25 years of raising kids in Lake Highlands, Texas, I'm picturing and envisioning this, because since y'all's kids are so young, not to sound like the old woman in the room, but these are families that y'all are going to be spending a lot of time with mm-hmm. over the next 25 years, next 20 years. And, you know, these are children that your children are going to be spending a lot of time with. You're going to be going to soccer games and basketball games and ballet recitals and all of these things. And so, the idea of making it truly a neighborhood school and not a school where, you know, I don't understand how we got in this position where, I hate to call it busing, but it's gotten to a place where there have been transfers in and out and shifting mm-hmm. of people into and out of neighborhoods in Lake Highlands in order to fit populations in schools. It, mm-hmm. in some areas, it really isn't the neighborhood school. It's what school has room mm-hmm. and what schools are overcrowded and what apartment complexes have a whole bunch of kids in them and what apartment complexes don't and what, you know, it's, it, Lake Highlands has kind of gotten funky in the way which kids go to school where.
Well, and that's something that we can't do much about. I mean, that's true. The district, and the district needs to address that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not, we have no way of controlling that. All we can do is grab our neighbors and friends and say, come on, we're going, let's go. So that we can go all the way through together.
Do you feel like RISD is supporting you in this effort?
Yes, I think they are. I think they support the neighborhood school model. I think they are in a difficult situation also because of how full some of these schools are getting. I mean, we asked the question, hey, if we get these 25 families to get their kids into kindergarten, is there even room?
Right.
I mean, that's a question. And yes, there is if you get there and sign up for Kindergarten Roundup. But we don't know every year going to, I mean, there have been kids at White Rock Elementary that live in the attendance area that have not been able to go to White Rock Elementary because it's full.
It's true at Merriman Park and it's true mm-hmm. at Moss Haven.
Yes.
Yes, very much so.
I talked to Dad about that the other day. Yes. And what's going to happen too, if we all get there at Kindergarten Roundup, there's going to be other kids who try to come in and they're going to get moved somewhere else. So, I mean, that is a district problem, but that's just too big for us to even deal with. You know, that's beyond our scope.
And I think RSD is committed to making this, doing everything they can to make this a neighborhood school. I really think that they want that. I mean, I really do think they want that. And I know they are also having to be peacekeepers for many. But I think in their heart of hearts, I mean, they know that our hearts are in the right place and that this is a positive for not just us, the parents, but it's a positive for our kids. It's a positive for the kids, the 650, 700 kids at Northlake right now. I mean, it's a positive. It's a win-win. I mean,
absolutely.
There's no losing in it.
Let's talk a little bit. I know you guys have had, sounds like a lot of different meetings, but meetings with the principal, meetings with the superintendent. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'm missing quite a few in there, but how have those gone? What kind of are you taking away from those meetings? What do you think are they, what are they understanding from you all? How's that
I
going?
I think that we're just trying to make sure everybody knows, A, we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, that we're here and we're committed, and not just are we committed because we want, this is all that we are doing. This is all encompassing to us. And we're not just going to push and be like, okay, it's not working. We're going somewhere. No. Let's figure everything out at every step. And we are here to volunteer. We're here to get our neighbors to bake cakes. We're here to get our neighbors to come into the school and volunteer for whatever you need. We're here to volunteer. I think that it's just a lot of, you know, they haven't had a push like this. I'm not sure mm-hmm. there's ever been a push like this since whatever happened that kids stopped going, you know, and so I think that they're all still really feeling like, okay, are y'all serious? You know what I mean? Because it's only been 2 months since the website launched, right? Mm-hmm. 2.5 months. And so we've done a lot in 2 months, but again, 2 months is a fairly short period of time. And every time we meet, we have better conversations. Mm-hmm. Every time we meet, we feel like there's more community and a better like camaraderie, and it's just a better relationship. And that's what this has become for us, has become relationship building as well with the school and with the administration. So we just keep at it.
Sounds like it. Are you, is there anything that you still feel like the school needs to change, or is there anything that you're kind of asking for as you're talking with people?
No, I think in our dream world, and we talked to Glenda about this too, I mean, in our dream world, we would love for her to feel like she can come to us and say, hey, we'd love to have a crosswalk, or we'd love to have the marquee sign outside, like, help us with the fundraising and that sort of thing. And we're actually working with the RSD Excellence in Education Foundation to set up a fund for Northlake, and so that we can do those things for the school. And I mean, I don't think there's anything. We have this whole list of highlights and achievements, and I mean, everyone knows they've been exemplary and now recognized and that sort of thing at the school. I mean, yeah, we'd love to have the set, like, Sky Ranch trip and things like that, and I think that'll come once the neighborhood parents are there, once the fundraising can be there and the excitement about the school is there. I think those things will come easy. I mean, we don't have to implement a million things today. They can come when they...
They have a lot of... There are a lot of untapped resources that the school hasn't tapped into in terms of the community. You know, mm-hmm. not just Nathan Grace and their unbelievable generosity and all the local realtors, but there's a lot of businesses who are willing to help out. And so there's a lot of those things, like the Sky Ranch trips, that are all tied to fundraising. And we can make that happen. You know what I mean? It's a matter of knowing the right people and activating those people. And I don't know that they've had those people to make that happen.
They haven't had them in a long, long time. And, you know, Amy, you're so smart, because the idea of promoting the things that Northlake does right, it just makes me think of Bob Iden, the longtime principal at Lake Hines High School. He never walked in a room first things out of his mouth were the latest achievements at Lake Hines High School. What kid won an award? What kid was named a national merit semifinalist? What football player, you know, had, you know, what quarterback threw how many touchdowns? He would start every speech with what were the latest 10 great things that happened this week, this month, this year. And then he would talk about whatever was on the agenda. But he started with that first every time. And you may have to hear it 10 times if you went to a bunch of different meetings, but you were going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can't say it enough.
No.
Again, the old lady in the room is giving you advice.
We would really like for people to get in there. See it. Go see how beautiful the entryway is with all their artwork. Go see their themes for the year that they are so passionate about. I mean, Miss Howell made this torch, which some of her helpers call a broom. I mean, for the pep rallies, you know, because everything is about going for the gold, and it's all associated with the Olympics this year. And they just do such a good job. I mean, when I went for a tour, I actually had another mom who was a former teacher with me, and she was like, this school is fantastic. Did you see all the accolades for the teachers on the walls? And we got to see their first pep rally. And it was so fun. And unless you see it, you can't know how great it is and that it would be such a great environment for all of our children. People, please. I mean, I just can't ask them enough to go see it.
So you really feel like this is just a matter of, it's just been...
education.
Yeah, and just a long time of people not going there, and nobody really knows why, but
right.
You just don't. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and that happens at schools all over.
All over.
All over town.
I mean, it doesn't take anything. I mean, it's like any other business. All it takes is a little negative publicity from one person. They could be disgruntled or whatever. And it just spreads like wildfire, and it sets in, and nobody goes to look and see if it's really true.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you really want people to do.
Yes.
And this is obviously, I mean, we talked about families. This is a community thing. You mentioned community. It's more than just the families. And I know, Amy, you're a realtor. I didn't say this on the podcast when we opened. We're in the Nathan Grace Real Estate offices this morning.
No problem.
Thank you for hosting us.
No problem.
You know, for people in the community, it's a good thing to have a good neighborhood school. I mean, we're talking about property values. We're talking about just good community spirit. How do you feel like the school changing where will kind of bleed out into the rest of the community in terms of those things?
Well, I think it's definitely, it's not only for the betterment of our property values and the spirit of the immediate neighborhood around Northlake, but I think it makes the Lake Highlands community better as a whole to have each of our elementary schools have incredible support from the community. And I mean, there's no reason. I mean, I've racked my brain of what are the reasons that Northlake does not have this community support, and or has not had it until now. And there's not a reason. I mean, Lake Highlands is a bunch of proud people who love where they live. And it makes no sense to me. But I do think for the people who have been there and for us after our kids have gone through Northlake, I mean, it definitely will have a positive effect on property values. I mean, the neighborhood that Northlake is in is actually the second highest in values of the areas that feed into the junior high. So changing some things at Northlake, I can't imagine what it'll do for all of us on that front. And I was going to say something else, and I have no idea what it was.
I'm sure it'll come to you. You can interrupt you.
But you know, you go to the games and they announce Lake Highlands, Texas. You know, I mean, that is so it. Mm-hmm. And the school is right there by the high school, and it is so silly that none of the neighbors go there. Mm-hmm. It's just, it can only add to the entire pride, I guess, the sense of pride that this neighborhood has. And this whole Lake Highlands community has. It makes me sad that there's not a bunch of neighborhood families right there right now. So that's what we're doing, is we're changing that.
And from what you're telling me, you're in no matter what.
We're in.
Whether it's the three of you and your families, or it's 27 families, or whatever
it is. I can assure you there will be more than us three.
But we're in.
We actually have someone that's looking at purchasing a house in Northlake Elementary because they feel like, well, I better get in now.
Good time to get in.
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions, Carol?
Well, I know that you have the support of Lake Highlands Women's League, and Lake Highlands Women's League has been an organization that's been volunteering at Northlake for many years. Are there any other Lake Highlands organizations that have said that they will back you?
The Junior Women's League did our school supply drive for Northlake this year. The Early Childhood PTA is doing their Christmas party on December 1st at Northlake. What else?
The Exchange Club has shown incredible support to us, and I think that'll definitely continue.
I mean, anyone we have talked to has been supportive. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine any organizations not being completely supportive. I mean, all the homeowners associations are excited. Every organization that we have gone to for anything has been overwhelmingly excited and just said, oh my gosh, yes, why haven't we done this in the past?
And local business people have, I mean, open arms, said, tell me what I can do to help. So it's been really...
Is there anything we didn't ask you guys about that you wanted to share? Because I know you've got a brochure in front of you, Amy, and I want to make sure we skip anything.
A few things. October 18th at 6 p.m. at Northlake. It's at 6, right?
6. Yes. 6 to 7:30.
Is the Community Fun Day at Northlake. And they're doing, Andrea was talking about collecting cakes. They're doing cakewalk. We need cakes. And rolling hot dogs, three-legged races. They'll have a DJ. Lots of fun. So I think it's an all-community thing, so anyone who can come, great. It's free come. Hot dogs cost very little.
Well, I think they're selling tickets for, like, I think, a quarter a piece, so it's minimal.
Yes, minimal investment. So that, and then you can actually donate to the cause. Let's Back Northlake, we've had, like, there's a couple realtors that are doing frisbees, and some Nathan Grace actually... paid for cups that say Let's Back Northlake on them, and we're going to be at Oktoberfest in the Kids Zone this weekend, of course, so you'll see us there. And then we're working on the fund for the Excellence in Education Foundation, so if you want to help with that, by all means, keep checking our Facebook. We now have a website that's going to be, it's still evolving, it needs a few more missing pieces and such, but it's backnorthlake.org. And then joining the PTA. So you have a to-do list of 5 to 10 things to do. But joining the PTA is only $7.50 per individual. Anyone can join. My mother in Colorado can join. Anyone can join. It doesn't mean that you're going to be sucked into a meeting every month. It means we would love to have you at the meetings every month. But just joining makes a big difference.
And you'll be, I guess we should tell neighbors in your neighborhoods that they should be expecting to see you knocking on their doors probably when?
Yes,
when is that going to happen?
Shortly. We're going through our final draft of this, and the
brochure.
Calendar keeps getting changed, and well, not changed, but things keep getting added to it. And so soon, I don't know, as soon as we run these off, then I will be running around like a crazy woman, dropping them off in your mailboxes.
Oktoberfest would be a great time if somebody wanted to know more to go, and there'll be live people to ask questions and takeaways and all that.
Yep.
This Saturday at Lake Highlands Town Center.
Yes. 10 to 6 is the kids' zone, so we'll be there about pretty much that whole time. Mm-hmm.
Great. Good. Well, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time this morning to podcast. And this has been another edition of Advocate Radio, the Lake Highlands podcast. Thanks for listening.